a recent study found that California's biggest cash crop, by far, is marijuana. But unlike oranges, almonds, grapes, and strawberries, the state collects no taxes on marijuana sales. That might be changing. California officials are pressuring hundreds of medical marijuana dispensaries to collect sales tax from patients who buy their product. And that could be a cash bonanza for the state. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer explains.
At the Medical Cannabis Club in San Francisco recently, it was more or less business as usual.
Let me get 20 silver hands.
20 of silver hands?
Yeah, sure.
Anything else?
Oh, that's fine.
Papers, lighter?
No, I got that. All right, thank you very much.
Reggae sounds of Bob Marley are wafting from speakers connected to a satellite radio while customers stand over a glass counter, browsing jars of marijuana along with brownies and lemon bars laced with pot.
Generally, most of our patients buy $5, $10, $15 worth of cannabis.
What does $15 get you?
Probably about a gram of cannabis, two or three joints. And again, depending on how people roll, there is no one standard, Scott.
Wayne Justman is a medical marijuana user and a consultant to cannabis clubs. He says his clients are none too happy about efforts by the California Board of Equalization to collect sales taxes from pot dispensaries.
There's no certainty, there are no regulations, guidelines, no forms, no percentages. There's nothing but a desire, as been voiced by this Board of Equalization, that medical cannabis dispensaries should pay some level of tax.
Some 200,000 Californians now have a doctor's recommendation to buy medicinal cannabis. Justman protests that pot is medicine and should be tax-exempt like any other prescription. But that exemption only applies to drugs approved by the Food and Drug Administration. So the state believes California's 200 or so marijuana dispensaries should collect sales taxes from their customers. And if that happens, they say it would generate tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue each year. And that's not even counting millions in back taxes the state says it's owed. But Wayne Justman says collecting the tax is fraught with problems, starting with simply figuring out how much medical marijuana is being sold.
There are no books that I know of that are kept by any of these medical cannabis dispensaries.
No sales records, Justman says, because pot club owners fear that information could be seized by the federal government, which continues to raid and prosecute medical marijuana clubs. That concern about federal prosecution is credible. Just ask Special Agent Casey McHenry in the San Francisco office of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Regardless of its purported use or destination, marijuana is marijuana under the federal law. And anyone who cultivates, sells, distributes, or is in possession of marijuana is at risk.
Despite that threat, about 30 sellers have come forward to pay their taxes. But to address the remaining pot club's worries over privacy and prosecution, the Board of Equalization has revised its policies, allowing merchants to get a seller's permit without revealing what they sell. Board member Betty Yee says that should allay the club owners' fears of being busted by the feds after paying their taxes.
The only information that we would ask of them is the name of the business, their location, social security numbers, bank accounts, anything that's required for how we would process their collection and remittance of sales tax.
Of the dozen states that allow use of medical cannabis, California is the only one taxing it. That's partly because California is currently the only state that allows marijuana distribution centers. The other states allow patients or their caregivers to grow or possess small quantities of marijuana, but not to buy it. Tax official Yee feels charging sales tax will help give medical marijuana dispensaries something they say they've always wanted, legitimacy.
It really is about how to be a credible establishment, doing business in a community, and being a fair and honest taxpayer.
Critics of medical marijuana, and there are plenty of them, say the last thing these businesses deserve is more legitimacy. They complain the dispensaries attract gangs and lower the quality of life for neighbors nearby. But in a state always hungry for more revenue, a growing industry like medical marijuana may simply be too tempting a tax target to pass up. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.